And now, James Gravel.
In two previous presentations, we began an examination of God's nature. Today, I would like to concentrate on what is, for humans, one of the most important characteristics, the fact that He is love. The Apostle John made this clear when he wrote, God is love, 1 John 4, verse 8. John also wrote, love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love God does not know God, for God is love. 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Solomon exclaimed, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. Lamentations 3, verses 22 and 23. Perhaps the love of God is best expressed in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is also the hope of the weak and the downtrodden. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 6, Paul said, God who comforts the downcast comforted us. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6. Many years earlier, Isaiah had written that God gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Isaiah 40, verses 28 and 29. The psalmist, who spoke often of this particular aspect of God's nature, said in Psalms 18, verses 1 and 2, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. He is my God, my strength in whom I will trust. He is the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2. Today, God is just as much a rock, fortress, and deliverer as He was when the Psalms were first written. Moses once exclaimed, the Lord is my strength and my might, and has become my salvation. Exodus 15, verse 2. The writer of the book of Hebrews reminds us of God's statement, I will never leave you, nor forsake you, so that with courage we may say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. Isaiah recorded on God's behalf, I will turn the darkness into light before them, and I will make the rough places smooth. These things I will do for you. Isaiah 42, verse 16. God cares for each one of us in ways we rarely can fully understand.